Picture this, a citizen at a U.S. border crossing, phone in hand, hits delete and walks out the other side facing felony charges. Meanwhile, in Ottawa, Canada's Prime Minister is tearing up trade talks with Washington and matching American tariffs dollar for dollar. And on Hacker News this Saturday, those two stories sit right alongside a Rust language server that runs on 100 times less memory than its competition, a Kobo e-reader that just became a full app platform, and research showing that AI tutoring is boosting kids' homework grades while tanking their actual test scores. It's August 22, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have a packed show today: civil liberties, systems programming, the ongoing tensions in AI education, a security researcher who accidentally recorded hundreds of thousands of calls to military bases, and the search engine that just decided you shouldn't have to see paywalled results you can never read. There's something genuinely unsettling woven through a lot of today's stories. This tension between convenience and control, between openness and restriction. We'll get into all of it.
Quick note for anyone joining us for the first time, our content comes directly from the Hacker News community, but we are fully independent. We're not affiliated with, endorsed by, or sponsored by Y Combinator or Hacker News in any capacity. We're genuinely just fans of that community who want to bring these conversations to a wider audience.
And if you've never spent time on Hacker News itself, please do news.acombinator.com. The real depth isn't in the headlines, it's in the comments, where working engineers, researchers, founders, and genuinely curious people tear into these stories with a level of rigor you don't find many other places online. We cover the highlights, but the source is where the real thinking happens.
So let's get into it. We're going to open with the two stories that together paint a striking picture of how governments are asserting control in 2026. Canada matching U.S. tariffs and a man facing felony charges for deleting data on his own phone at the border. Then we'll work our way through AI education, developer tooling, the Z80 processor that refuses to die, some genuinely wild security research, and we'll close with thoughts on the philosophical undertone running through today's HN feed. This sense, captured by that I'm becoming AI blind essay, that something has shifted in how we process information.
It's a Saturday that reads like a week's worth of news compressed into one feed. Let's go.